Macy's isn't offering any miracles this season. The company's recently released third quarter report shows higher profits than expected, but Macy's officials expect holiday sales to be flat. The department store chain is still trying to convince some shoppers it's time to forgive its decision to put its nameplate on local stores that it purchased 2 years ago, especially a traditional favorite in Chicago. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports.
For more than a century, the legendary Marshall Field's department store on Chicago's State Street was a destination shopping spot for residents and tourists alike. The store's holiday windows, with scenes this year from the Nutcracker Ballet, continue to be a huge draw, but for the second year now, it's Macy's red and white logo that's part of the decorations, no Marshall Field's green, and no mention of Fields in the signs that tout the 100th anniversary of the store's great clock, its Tiffany ceiling, its famous Walnut Room restaurant.
It's ironic that they're trying to evoke images of Marshall Fields without mentioning the Marshall Fields name.
The green and white button on Jim McKay's coat reads Marshall Fields Forever. McKay organizes protest rallies against Macy's. Another is in the works for next month, and the day after Thanksgiving, he and others will be passing out leaflets to shoppers.
We want them to boycott Macy's until they bring back Marshall Fields.
After all, says McKay, Marshall Field's was a Chicago icon known for its service and its merchandise. But last year, Marshall Field's and about 400 other stores became Macy's after the company bought them in an $11 billion deal in 2005.
Welcome to State Street.
That's Linda Pifo, the vice president and store manager of the State Street Macy's. Her mother used to work here years ago, selling dolls at Marshall Field's. Now it's Pifo's time to tour the store, and she points proudly to the 45-foot-tall decorated Christmas tree in the Walnut Room restaurant.
There's a great deal of tradition that continues here. We are celebrating this year the 100th anniversary of the great tree, along with the Walnut Room and the lovely Tiffany ceiling. But we're also building new traditions.
New traditions like a wine bar in the Walnut Room, free Wi-Fi access, and the addition of the city's only FAO Schwartz toy store. But not everybody thinks the changes are for the better.
No, we don't. No.
Barbara Lovato and her friends Beverly and Claire were leaving Macy's after eating in the Walnut Room. They still love the food at the restaurant, but the rest of the store they can do without. According to Lovato, what was better at Marshall Field's?
Probably everything.
Morningstar retail analyst Kim Pacciola says Macy's probably needs at least another 6 months to be able to tell if its market strategies, like launching an exclusive line of Martha Stewart products, will work. In the meantime, it's still a struggle for Macy's to connect with shoppers who loved Marshall Field's.
It's really about the merchandising. It's really about the store experience. And if Macy's can get that right, I think they'll have success at reconnecting with some of these customers that do miss the Marshall Field's.
Macy seems to have had enough of the naysayers, though. With promotions and exclusive product lines, it's looking to entice many of the new residents and college students who have moved into Chicago's downtown. And despite the protest rallies, some Marshall Field loyalists may decide to shop at Macy's, if Debbie Quinn is any indication.
Well, I'll be honest. When they first came to town and they sent me a Macy's card to take the place of my Marshall Field's, I cut it up. But, you know, you have to accept change.
And that's exactly what Macy's hopes to hear from even more former Marshall Field's customers. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.